Boker Tov, good morning, and Shavua Tov. Hope you would enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. I already wished you all that last night. Sorry about that. Anyway, the real you, day nine. Who are you really? I started with one of the most powerful stories, a true story that after the war, Rabbi Eliezer Silver of the United States and Isidor Grunfeld of the UK were sent as military chaplains to Europe to basically rescue Jewish children that were taken in into Christian convents. And they ran to this one monastery in Alsace-Lorraine in France, asking for the Jewish orphans. Priests there insisted on documentation. They kept saying there are no Jewish kids here. And the rabbis were growing basically frustrated with the kind of the pushback they were getting there. And they just came at night and walked through the rooms of the children, began to sing the Shema. And immediately, little children began to cry out, "Mommy, Mommy," in French. And they were able to identify, based on this, the Jewish children that were in these monasteries and return them to their relatives. Now, I'm sharing this story not only because of its just incredible power, but because deep down, perhaps even subconsciously, these Jewish orphans were just left with a memory of the Shema that their mothers sang to them before they went to sleep at night. And it became part of who they were. So no matter what experience later on they had in life, it was just part of who they were. And that's the sense that I wanted to leave with you and share, that who are we deep down, metaphysically, existentially? We are individuals who want to do the right thing and are hardwired to be spiritually connected to Hashem. And I showed this by quoting a pasuk, a verse from this coming week's parsha, and it speaks about the mitzvah of shichacha, from the word to forget. If you're a farmer in Israel and you forget to harvest a certain part of your land, you have to leave it for the poor, right? And what does the Torah say? L'man yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'aseh yadecha. That if you forget to harvest, you know, part of your crop, and then somebody comes, a poor person comes and gleans your field, it was one of the three forms of agricultural charity, and leket, shichacha, and peah. Peah is the corner of the field. Leket is if you're gathering up the crop and something falls from your hand, you have to leave it for the poor. You have to leave the corner of the field. And this week's parsha mentions shichacha from the word lishkoch, to forget. If you forget a portion of your field to harvest it, you have to leave it for the poor. But what's interesting and connected to our theme is it says at the end of the verse that in order that you should be blessed, that God will bless you for all the work of your hands. Now, it doesn't really make sense because here you've done something accidental. You know, say peah, where you purposely, intentionally leave a corner of your field unharvested for the poor, fine. That should be a blessing. But here, you did something accidentally. So if I, by accident, you know, and you get a blessing from Hashem, it says, if by accident I drop some money on the floor and some poor person finds it and they use it, well, did I really do a mitzvah? Don't I have to have some level of kavanah of intention? So Lubavitch Rebbe explained that if you perform a mitzvah, even if it was not conscious, it's because it's consistent with your internal subconscious desire to do a mitzvah. In this case, the desire to give charity, tzedakah, then you're really living in line with your purpose and with the way you are created. That deep down, existentially, metaphysically, we are people who want to do God's will. And sometimes, of course, the Yetzer Hara gets involved, the evil inclination gets involved, and intellectualizes or rationalizes away our inappropriate behavior, but that's not who we are. We are not the sins that we perform. We are actually the mitzvahs we perform, because that's the way we are by default. And that explains another very strange Jewish tradition that the Rambam, Great Maimonides, says that a person, if they are what we call euphemistically the recalcitrant husband, or better known as the jerk, sorry, a man who refuses to give his wife a get, if they're getting a divorce and he, out of spite, does not give his wife a get, which would prevent her from remarrying, the Jewish law says that you can push him, you can strike him, you can hit him until he says rotzani, until he says, I want to do it. Because a man has to give the get on his own volition. So what do you mean? You give him on his own volition and you're hitting him over the head with something, right? By the way, as an aside, we have better ways of dealing with this today. We will not perform a marriage. I will not do a wedding without having the man and the woman actually sign a get prenup, which requires the person, by force of financial penalty, to give a get in the event of separation leading to divorce, and one person asks for it and the other person doesn't give it. Fine. But why is it okay to hit the guy to do this? Because the Rebbe believed the idea is that what? Deep down, you're really just getting the person to do the right thing, right? that by striking the man in the situation, we're just really helping him to do what he really wants to do. He wants to be part of the Jewish people, the Rambam says. He wants to perform all the mitzvahs. It's just his yetzer hara. It's his evil inclination that compels him to do the wrong thing. And he's being spiteful now and acting in a cruel manner, causing his wife this anguish. But that's not who he really is. Who are we really? We're really the mitzvahs that we perform. So therefore, if a person drops money that a poor person finds, the donor has performed an action which is consistent with his true nature. Because who are we really? We are really individuals that want to do the right thing. I'll just leave you with one last teaching also from this week's Parsha. Speaks about lost property, right? If someone loses I may speak about this later in the week again. They lose something, you have to return it, because who are we really? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that we are really individuals that are connected to Hashem. And it's not just talking about lost property. If your fellow Jew has been spiritually lost, it's your mitzvah to return that fellow Jew, to help that fellow Jew return to their owner, so to speak. And who is the rightful owner? That's God. Because that's who we really are. Existentially, we don't always feel this, but we are deep down. If you pull off all the klipot, to use the Kabbalistic terminology, you pull off all of the schmutz and the stuff that gets caked on us, we are deep down souls connected to our source. And therefore, anytime we do a mitzvah, we are really tapping into who we truly are. That's the real us. Have a great day.